Beyond that, there's no problem. Beyond that, everything else is trivial. Beyond that, next to that, life and death themselves are trivial. And I'm not kidding. I'm not saying that for effect. Life and death are not the most important things. The most important thing is in your human lifetime, are you going to know God? Are you going to find the truth? There's no other problem. There's no other dilemma. The rest is just fluff. 99% culturally determined. Trance-like. Because it holds your attention and it's really nothing vital. You're a pauper, you're a millionaire. You still got to find God either way. You're sick, you're healthy. You still have to find God either way. You have a great life, you have a terrible life. You still have to find God either way. You may not experience it as, and not everybody, in fact, most don't experience it as I have to find God, but that's all that's going on. The person who is working their brains off trying to make a lot of money and all they care about is money and they seem very greedy and they seem very, very materialistic, that's their way of trying to find God. That's their way of trying to hoard the truth or get to the truth. They just aren't aware that that's the motivation behind it. If you're a maniac for sex and you can't get enough and you just want to have sex with everything that moves, you're trying to find God. You're trying to find God through sex. That motivation, that orgasmic feeling, that involuntary desire that's so driving is just the drive for God. Nothing else. That's the source of that and every other desire. There's nothing you've ever done. I'm going to swear to you on everything that's holy that you've never done anything. Good, bad, smart, stupid, you've never done anything that didn't have as its source motivation, its source purpose, finding God, finding the truth, finding reality, whatever floats your boat in terms of describing it. Nothing you've ever done was done for any other reason. Nothing you will ever do will be for any other reason. You may think of every motivation in the book and 10,000 other reasons instantly off the top of your head without trying, but I'm saying to you literally, there is no other human motivation. You can be aware of it, you might be wholly unaware of it. Most people are wholly unaware of it. The drive for happiness, the drive for comfort, the drive to feel good is simply the drive to find the truth. Taking a little turn, taking a different form. Going a circuitous route because the person isn't aware that that's what they're looking for. They think they're looking for power or prestige or riches or happiness or bliss or peace or whatever. But all those are synonyms. All those are euphemisms for I need to find what essentially matters. I need to find the truth. I need to know God. I need to be in reality. I need to become self-realized. Whatever it is, whatever the